Okay. Today's daf is Yoma daf Lamed Ches. So the Gemara says the following. The very top, Nicanor, Nasen Nisim Leniflos. Ledal Sosov. So there are miracles to Nicanor's doors. Tadarabadamal Nisim Nasu Ledal Sosov. What happened to Nicanor's doors? Abu Kishahalach, Nicanor, Lahabitalosa Shemel Aksadio Shemitzrayim, Bachaziraso. I'm going to love Nachshol Shevayom L'tava. When he went to bring bronze doors from Alexandrian Egypt for the eastern gate of the Azara, when he came back, there was this really terrible storm in the sea that wanted to sink him. Notlu achas mehem v'itilu layom. So the sailors took one of the doors and threw it in to lighten the load and threw it in the sea. But then lo nach hayom izapo, and still the sea did not rest from its fury. Bikshu lahatil es chaverta. They wanted to get rid of the other door. Amad hu ukracha. He grabbed the other one. Amar lahem hatiluni ima. Take me with it. I'm not losing both doors. Miyad nach hayom izapo. That moment, the sea stopped from its fury. Hayom itzar al chaverta, and Nicanor was sad about the other door that was lost. Kemen shigilinema lina mala shel ako hoisa bivats betzes viyotsa bitagas dof de asvida. When he reached the port of Akko, the door that was thrown into the sea was, I guess, remaining by the bottom of the boat. It was hanging sort of by what connected to one of the bottoms of the boat, the walls of the boat. Vishomim Bria Shabiyam Balata Vekyota Liabasha. Some say that a sea creature swallowed it up and spit it out. Vialea Amar Shlomo, about this door, Shlomo Malch said, Koros Batila Razima Rahitenu Brosim, that are done. You know, about our doors, Biroshim. What is Biroshim? Biroshim. Atka Biroshim al Brisyam. So as if the two doors made a treaty with each other that they're not going to separate one from the other. Okay. So Lefichach, therefore, Kol HaSha'arim Shahi B'Mikdash, all the gates that were in the Mikdash, Nishtana Leos Shel Zahav, they all changed eventually from cheaper materials to more expensive, to gold. Chutz Mishari Nicanor, except for the gates of Nicanor. Why? Because there were miracles that happened to these gates. Because maybe the copper was so shiny it looked like gold. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Omer Nechoshes Klonisa Haisa. It was the copper was, what's Klonisa? It's a type of copper, and it looked, and I guess the appearance was a gold, was gold. Next Mishnah says, we mentioned all these wonderful people that are praised. Now we mention individuals who are not praised for certain things they did. Ve'elu lignai, and these people are mentioned for something negative. There's a Chavetz Chaim writes that there's a mitzvah to denigrate the wicked people for their evil deeds and to publicize their sins, to warn the people not to engage in their sins. So, shall base garmu shall ratzu lamed al ma'ase lechem padim. The house of garmu, they didn't want to teach other people about the recipe for the lechem padim. Shall base avtinas ratzu lamed al ma'ase ketores. The house of avtinas did not want to teach how to make ketores. Who gras ben levi hayodeh perek bashir? Who gras ben levi knew how to bring forth a nice song, a sweet voice among the Shiras Halavim, and Velo Ratza Lulami, he didn't want to teach others. Ben Kamsa Lo Ratza Lami Namasek Tav, he didn't want to, Ben Kamsa did not want to teach about the how to write four letters, the four letter name of Hashem. He would take four quills between his fingers and write the Shem Hashem with at once. He didn't want to teach people about that. Well, we showed him that bar, Zechatal Kibracha, Val Elu. Regarding the righteous people, the first people mentioned in the previous Mishnah, we say Zecha Tzach Livracha. Regarding these people, we say the name of the wicked will rot. The Gemara brings Brysos, the monk that explains what the jobs, what were the specific jobs, and why they refused to teach these jobs. Tana Rabbanan, Beis Karma Hayu Bekiyim Be Ma'aseh Lechem Apanim, that they were experts in the Lechem Apanim. Lo Ratzu, they didn't want to teach Lamed. Shocham Aviyu Umne Me'ach Alexander Shabitzray. So the sages sent experts from Alexandria, and they removed Beis Karma from their work. And Vahayu Yodim Lafos Kemosam, and there were others who knew how to bake the bread like the Beis Karma, but Bladim Lirdos, they didn't know how to remove it from the oven like them, Kemosam, that in a way that wouldn't break when they would remove it from the oven, because they had a special form and they wanted to keep their form. So Shehalalu, that the bakers who came from Alexandria, Masikin Mibachutz, so they would heat the oven from the outside the oven, Pofim Mibachutz, and they would heat the bread on the outside of the oven. Balolo Beis Karma Masikim Mifnim, Pofim Mifnim, they would actually heat the oven, sorry, from the inside of the oven, and they would bake it from the inside of the oven. The Halolu Piton Mis Apeshas, and the experts from Alexandria, so their bread would get spoiled a little bit because of the thickness of the bread. Valolo ain't pita misa peshas, but the Beis Karma wouldn't spoil at all. When they heard this, and they said that everything Hashem created was for Hashem's honor, and therefore the goal of our, what we learn when we develop talents, is to basically, it's for Kavod Hashem, for Kavod Shabayim, and Beis Karma were the only ones who were able to achieve this, and therefore we have to return them to their work because no one else could do what they could do. And Chazir Beis Karma the Mekoman, and Beis Karma returned to their original jobs. So Shalchu Lahem Chachamim, so the Chachamim sent to them to return Lo Bo, and they didn't return. Ad Shekaflu Lahem Scharon, so then they doubled their salary. Well, then they came back. So kind of their plan didn't work. They actually had to bring them back and pay them more. So every day that they worked, they did their avoda, they would take 12 mana for the year. Each year. Vayom, esim barba. Then they would take 24 mana. So some say that it was just a guzma. It was this exaggeration, that this amount. But they had basically a large salary. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'chol yom esrim v'arba, every day was 24, v'yom v'bar u'shmona. This day was 48, they doubled it. Amar lehem chachamim, ma ra'isim shelamed, so why don't you teach your secrets? Amar lehem, yodim hayu shobei sabba shobei zeh asi lecharev, v'shem ha'yomot adam she'ni mahugan, v'yelech v'yavad avas chachamim kach. We know that I was told from my family that the basement is going to be destroyed, and maybe someone who's not proper is going to learn this trade. Like upon him, he's going to go and do avodah zara with this, and therefore they didn't want to teach others. But the Chachamim disagreed on this because they still mentioned them lignai. Va'al davar zeh maskir oso l'shevach. However, in this matter, they praise them. The following matter, which is what may olam lo nimtzeis pasnikia. Beyond Benehem, so they never found any type of fine bread made of fine flour among their family. Shelo yomru mimaseh lechem apanim zeh nizonim. So no one will accuse them of actually taking the bread themselves. So you need to be clean from Hashem and from Yisrael. You have to make sure that you stay away from anyone thinking that you did something wrong. Now, shall base Avtinas lo rotzu lamed amasei akatoris. The house of Avtinas did not want to teach about the maasei akatoris. Tadar about a base Avtinas became by maasei akatoris. The people from Avtinas were experts in the maasei akatoris. Below rotzu the lamed, and they want to teach others. Shall chacham viu umni melaksan shal mitzrayim. So they sent other workers from Alexandria, vayu yodim lesame lefatim, and they wanted to crush the akatoris and to mix them well. Kamosim like them, vayu yodim lehalosim. They know how to cause smoke to be raised like them. Shel halalu mitar v'ola kemakal, because the base of Tinas, there when they would do the Torahs, the smoke would rise up straight like a stick. And Shel Halalo, however, of the Alexandria experts, Mafsia Lakalakad, it would spread this way and that way. Because they didn't know the special herb that would cause it to go up straight. When they heard this, so they said the same thing about what they said about the base Garmo people. They said, Amru Koma She. They said, Koma Shebar Kadosh Baruch Lifoda Bro. Everything Hashem created was for His honor. Shenemar Kol Pa'al Hashem Lamanehu. Everything Hashem does for Him. And Chazu Avtinas Lima Koma. They return Avtinas to their place. Shochule Chachamim Velo Bo. So they sent Chachamim sent to Beis Avtinas to come, and they didn't want to come back. Kofulohem Shcharon Bo. So they doubled the salary again, and they brought him back. So they up their salary from 12 to 24 mana. We don't remember how you are asking Barba, but you are Barba and Mishmona. It went from 24 to 48. And when I'm Chum, Mari, why do you not teach? Amru, they said exactly what Beis Garmu said. You know how you should be Sabbath Shabbat, also the Chor, Vamushem, your mother, Adam Shin, Mahu, Gamil, Fiover, Chumukach. We know Beis means can be destroyed, and maybe someone who is not a proper will learn, and they will worship idolatry with this. But for this matter, for the following matter, they would praise this family. A bride would never go with perfume from their house. When they marry someone from another house, so they say we'll marry you, but you can't wear perfume. So the people won't say that she's getting her perfume from the Ketores. So that they avoid any potential suspicion. Amar Rabbi Shmuel says, one time I was walking on the road. And I saw one of the descendants of these families. Amar Marti Lalo, I said to him, Avosecha Bikshu Laharbos Kvodan V'Ratzu Lamayit Kvod Hamakom. That I said that your fathers, by not teaching their trade, they wanted to increase their honor, so they'd be the only ones who know how to make the bread or the Torah, as the case may be. And what happened? And they were even willing to sort of be my kvod hamakom, basically to lower the prestige of Hashem for their own honor. Achshav kavod makom bimkomo umiyat kvodam. Now the kavod Hashem still remains because Hashem's kavod is not dependent on the mikdash. Below chalos kavod though, but with the destruction of the mikdash, their kavod is no longer in existence because there's no ketores, there's no lechem aponim. So Amar Rav Kiva says, Ma Sachli Rabbi Shmuel ben Loga. One time I was walking with one of the family members of Beis Avtinas to gather herbs. I saw that he was crying and laughing. Omer Lo, Ma Mipnei Ma Bachi. So why are you crying? Well, he said to me, Kvod Abosai Nizkarti. I thought, I remember the honor of my ancestors. They don't have it anymore because there's no base to make. Why are you laughing? Amar Li said to me, Shem's going to return it to us when he builds the base of Mikdash. And I said to him, why do you remember this now? Amar Li, Mala Asham Isi. Mala Asham connected. I saw this Mala Asham opposite me. I don't show this ingredient to anyone. Okay. One time I saw an elder Megillas Saman Biado, and he had a scroll of spices, I guess everything that would help, anything that would like medicine, spices that would be good for different ailments. Where are you from? I'm from the house of Avtinas. What is your head? Megillah has different names of the different ingredients of the Ketores. So show it to me. When my father was alive, my household, my father was alive, they didn't teach anyone, didn't give anyone this list of spices. And now, harehu lecha, now I'm old, I'm giving it to you. He gave him the list. That he's our Baba, but be careful with it. And when I came and I told for Rabbi Akiva, he said to me, from now on, you're not allowed to say anything negative about these people. And from this story, there's even the, and so what it means is, even the Chachamim, who, you know, from this story, it seems that they acted L'shem Shemaim, and you shouldn't be critical of them anymore. Mikan Amar Ben Azai, from here Ben Azai says, from this story, V'shimcha yikra ucha v'imkomcha yoshivucha, that since the Chachamim wanted to reject based on based Abtinas, they weren't able, that a person should not worry that other people will try to take away their parnasa, because if this is your designation, then they will call you in your name and they will sit you in your place and you shouldn't have to worry about it. If you do the right thing, don't worry about it. Umishalcha yit nilach lacha, and they will give you your parnasa. Ve'ein adam nagea b'muchan l'chaver, no one's going to touch with that which his friend's supposed to get. Ve'ein malchus nogas l'chaver tafil kim lo nima, and one kingdom doesn't touch or is not in effect at the time that's designated for his friend, even by the thickness of a hair. Okay, we learn the Mishnah. Hugras ben Levi. He knew the Perek. He knew about the different singing, the Shir Salavim, a certain music, and he didn't want to teach other people. And we're going to see his power in Shira and singing now. Tanya, we learn a Braisa. Kishe, who knows Saint Kol Banima, when he would sing, Machnis Gudalo Litopi, he'd put his thumb inside his mouth, and Maniach Etzbel Bein Hanimim, and he'd put his finger between the parts of his lips. His mustache. And Achiu Echav called these Rakim Bevas Rosh Lachoreim, till the Kohadim were so shaken, from the sound of the voice. I guess it was such a powerful sound. Ben Kamsar Loratz Laban Amaisik Tav. Ben Kamsar did not want to teach about his special ability to write Shem Hashem with one at once, with putting the quills between each of his fingers. Amru Allah, they said about him, he would take four quills and put them between his fingers. There's a word of four letters, like Shem Hashem. You can write it in one time, at once, without, write it all at once. Amru Lo said to him, Mami Shalom Lamed, why do you not want to teach this? So he said, Kulan Matsu Tshuva L'divrayim, all of these individuals found an answer why they didn't want to train on others. They were concerned that maybe someone inappropriate would learn their task and use it for avodah zarah. Ben Kamsar, shelo matzachuva, lo matzachuva lidvarav. He didn't find a reason for why he didn't train others. Al rishon nemar zecher tzadki brachaval. Ben Kamsar chlerev nemar shem shem yirkav. So we see that based according to the Braisa, not like our Mishnah, based garmon based atinas are praised, and Ben Kamsar is not praised. My v'shem Hashem Yirka doesn't mean that the name of the wicked will be rotted. So Amar Blazar, Rak Vivus Talabishmosam. So I guess it means rust. Like it will go up in their names. I mean Delo Maskim and Bishmahir. They're not going to call their, it's gonna get like old and rusty. No one's gonna call their kids by their name. It's like a rusty, you know, object, kli, that no one's going to use it anymore. Masi Ravina. Ravina asked that we learn in the Braisa, Masi Bedoy Ben Yosef, Shinichavi Ben Katalimo. That when he was a young child, his father died, he was left to his mother. So every day his mother would measure him to see how much taller he got from yesterday. And she would give that weight in gold to that additional amount that he grew would give that amount to the Beit HaMikdash. Ukshigavar Oyev, and when the Nebuchadnezzar lay siege in Yerushalayim, to Vachatu, she shechted her son Vachalatu, and she ate him. V'olei HaKohen Yirmiyahu, and about this, Yirmiyahu wailed. He said, "Im tochal nashim piryum olam tipuchim." Right, if women eat their children, right? There's a kina about this. Meshiva ruach hakodesh v'omeres, and the ruach hakodesh responds and says, "Im yeharik mikdashem kohen benavi." If in the mikdashem a kohen benavi, Zachariah, that's another kina that talked about that, right? That's also bad. Chayze mai solik bay. Gemara says. So what do we see from here? So nevertheless, by the way, we see that we still don't refrain from calling people wicked names. Because this person, what was his name? Doeg. The boy's name was Doeg. We know Doeg is a wicked person. So how can you say that we don't call people wicked names and names of wicked people anymore? So when it says, Chazei Mai Solik Lei, we'll see what happened in the end to this child. He was shechted. You can't make a proof for this story. Because This kid who was named Doeg, he ended up dead. So Amar Rav Elazar, Tzadik Mitzat Mi Atzmo, V'Rasha Mechavero. A Tzadik is remembered for good through his own deeds, and a wicked person is remembered even through the deeds of his friend. So how do you see that? So Tzadik Mi Atzmo, Dechsid Secher Tzadik Livracha. Remember Tzadik Livracha, that's in singular. And V'Rasha Mechavero, Dechsid, Rishay Rishab Yirkab, Lashon Rabin, Rishayim, plural. So we see that even through other wicked people, this person is mentioned for bad. Omar Le Ravida Lahumi Rabbanan, Dahava Misader Agarata Kame. So Ravina said to one of the rabbis who was arranging the Agarata in front of him, Minamil Sadav Rabbah Zechatachi Bracha. From where do we learn this matter that the Chachamim regularly say Zecher Tzadik Livracha? Amar Lei Daksiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's an explicit pasuk in Mishlei. Midoraisa Minalan. But where do we find this concept in the Torah? Daksiv Hashem Amar Machased Imi Avram Asher Ani Oseh. Uksiv Avram Hoyo Yeh LaGoy Gadol VeAtzum. So we see from here that Hashem mentions Avram Avinu. And then Hashem said, well, Avram's going to be great. So whenever Hashem mentions Avram, he mentions him for his righteousness. Ravina also asked, Minah HaMilsa, D'Amar Rabbanan Shem Hashem Yirkav, what do we see the concept of that the wicked name of the wicked will rot? Amar Lei, D'Aksiv, Shem Hashem Yirkav, it says this explicitly in Mishlei. Ah, Midaraisa, Minah, what do we see that's in the Torah? D'Aksiv. That we see when Sodom is mentioned, then the Torah says explicitly after that they were wicked. Amar Rav Elazar, Tzadik Dar Ben Shnei Rishayim V'lo L'mami Maseyim, Rasha Dar Ben Shnei Tzadikim V'lo L'mami Maseyim. We find the righteous person who lives among two wicked people didn't learn from them, and we find a wicked person who lived among two tzadikim, righteous people, and he didn't learn from their deeds. Tzadik Dar Ben Shnei Rishayim V'lo L'mami Maseyim. That's Ovadia. What's an example of a righteous person who lives among two wicked people and didn't learn from their deeds? This is Ovadia the Navi, because he lived with Achav and Izebel and he didn't learn from their bad deeds. Rasha Dar Ben Shnei Tzadikim V'lo L'mami Maseyim Ze Esav. Wicked person who lived among two righteous people didn't learn from their deeds was Esav. He lived with Yitzchak and Rivka. The Amar Rabbi Lazar. From the blessings of the righteous, you learn the curse to the wicked. From the curse of the wicked, you learn the blessing for the righteous. From the blessing of the righteous, you learn about the curse to the wicked. Immediately after Hashem talks about how great Avram is, and Hashem says that the cries of Sodom and Gomorrah is great and their sins are great. So immediately after Hashem blesses the righteous, he judges the wicked person to actually destroy them. And from the curse of the wicked, we immediately after that, we see the the blessing for the righteous. Where do we see that? The Torah says that the Anshei Sodom were wicked. And then immediately after, Hashem said to Avram, after Lot separated from him, and so immediately after he mentioned the wickedness of Sodom, that they're fit to be cursed, then he blesses Avram. Amar Rav Elazar, even for one righteous person, the world can be created. Hashem saw the light because it was good. And Tov refers to a righteous person. Rabbi Amar Rav Elazar, anyone who forgets one matter from his learning, Gorm goes to the bottom and causes exile to his children. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, and you forgot the Torah of your God, I will forget your children, also I will forget your children. So this is a derech mashal, this is a parable, and because of that, he'll have sorrows. Rabbi Abo Amar, Marid Moshe Migdulasa, we lower him from his greatness, Shenamar Kiyata Hadas Moasta Vemasacha Michanle, because you despise knowledge, which is Torah, and therefore Hashem said, I'm going to despise you from serving me. Amar Rabbi Chia Barabba, Chia Barabba says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Tzak Niftar Min Olam Ad Shenivra Tzadik Kamoso. A righteous person doesn't leave this world until another righteous person is created like him. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, Vizarach Hashem Chuvah Hashem, the sun rises, the sun sets. Ashlo Kav says, Shim Shol Shol Eli, Zarach Hashem Shol Shemul HaRamasi. That before the sun set on Eli, the sun rose on Shmuel, because he began to prophesy at the end of the days of Eli before he dies. Amar Chia Barab Amar Yochanan Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Shetikim Uvatim Amar Nishalom Bechol Dor V'Dor. God said the righteous people, the number of righteous people is small, so he went and he planted them in every generation. Shemar Kila Hashem Mitzuki Eres V'Yosher Salem Tevel. Meaning what? That it was revealed before Hashem that the pillars of the land are, which are the tzaddikim, are small, are few in number, and therefore he scattered them amongst all generations, and he placed on them the world, that the righteous people in every generation should be the foundation of the world. That's the Yashas Aleim table. Amar Chia Barab Amar Yochad Afil Bishvil Tzadik Echad Olam Miskayim. For one righteous person, the world exists. Never with Tzadik Yisod Olam. A righteous person is the foundation of the world. And it said Tzadik in singular. Rav Chia Didei Amar Chia Barab himself said, Mehacha. You have this pasuk teaches you that not for one righteous person to keep the world alive, because the pasuk says in Shmuel, Raglei Chasidav Yishmor. The legs of the tzaddik will guard, will protect. And the pasuk says that you can say like this, that Raglei are Bishvil Chasidav, meaning because of his Chasidav, his good deeds, Hashem will guard those who are with him, meaning the people of his generation. Chasidav tuva mashma. Yeah, but it says Chasidav, that means plural, that means more than one tzaddik. Amar Rav Nachman Yisrael, Chasidok Siv. It's written though without the yud, the second yud, so it's written singular. So therefore, just the deeds of one person can save, can protect the whole world. Amar Rav Chiya Baraba, Amar Biyochanan Kevich Yatsu Rov Shnos Shalom Velo Chata. Once the majority of the person's years is complete and he hasn't sinned, Shuvin Echod, he's not going to sin the rest of his life. Shemar Ragle Chasidav Yishmor. So Raglav means the end here, that the end of the person's life will protect him from sin. Devei Rabbi Shila Amru. In the base of Rabbi Shila, they said, Kevin Shabali Yodo Divar Aver Pamri Shemeshniya. Once a sinful matter comes to him once or twice, Venechote. And he doesn't say Shuv Einu Chote, he's not going to sin again. Shenamar Ragli Chasidav Yishmor. And here it means regalim, means times. And someone who acts himself two times in the right way, and then on Hashem will protect him from sin. Amar Rish Lakish says, Ma'ayach Siv Wazim Yuan Trin Im La Leitzim Hu Yalitz V'la Navi Mitin Chayim. That to clowns he will mock, and to those who are humble Hashem will give grace. Ba'litame, if someone wants to become a wicked person, poskim lo, we open the gate of tuma, of impurity, and we allow him to enter. But balatahir misainosa. If someone wants to choose good, not only do we allow him to enter, but we also help him. That's what it means, the pasuk says. If a person wants to join laleitzim, if he wants to join to the clowns, to the sinners, the scoffers, so he will, and the heaven won't help him, won't stop him. But if he wants to follow the good path, then Hashem will help him. Hashem yitain chaim. Hashem will assist the person so that he will achieve the good and the good desires that he wants to achieve. Okay, let's stop here.